We've been talking about teaching the power of no and then empowering your children to know how to say yes and when to say yes. And today we're going to talk about that concerning their finances.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And when we talk about the power of yes, it doesn't mean that your kids are coming out saying yes. Yes, I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm going to be responsible. Yes, I'm going to be obedient. But it does mean that they choose to do the right thing and helping them get to the point where they want to choose the right thing.
I've got a grandchild. My first grandchild is a grandson, and he's about 15, 16 months old. And you watch him come into our house. We have chosen not to remove everything on planet Earth from our house. And so there's a lot of no's there. Reuben, that's a no, no touch. And watching him get it, and it's taken him 2 months, and he's there, and it's awesome, and he knows that he still will walk over and start to touch it with his finger and look at you to see if this was a no yesterday, is this still a no? But he's got it, and now it's time to expand his world. And now, you know, it's time to let him try the stairs. Mm-hmm. And now we're having fun with him. He just on hands and knees goes up those stairs as fast as he can. He's sweaty by the time he gets to the top. We're expanding his horizons. When you put the border down, and we've talked about it, in the power of no, and give them the power of no, where they learn to trust that this is a no, I'm not going to do it, then it's time to put some things in their life where they have to make some decisions. And part of that process is not only have to make decisions, we talked yesterday about time management, letting them make some, okay, this is the schedule you set, we're going to see how you do it. And if you can do it, great. And I'm going to cheer for you when you do it and you're knocking it dead and it's awesome. When you don't, I'm coming back in. I'm coming on the field. Roby, when he first started playing soccer, the coaches were actually on the field with the four-year-olds. And as they got older, the coaches were off the field. And as they got even older, they weren't even allowed on the field anymore. Mm-hmm. The kids had to come to them. And so that's what we want to do. And eventually, as parents, we just want to be in the grandstands watching this. We want to think through what our children will need to be able to handle the yeses and the noes, and practice it, and now the power of yes concerning it.
And every child is different, so do have to weigh in, like, okay, is this child a little more responsible? Some kids just don't get it until a little bit later,
right.
And some kids understand things a lot early when it comes to driving. Okay, what stipulations am I going to put so that they can look forward to being able to drive, but step by step, year by year, okay, this year, if you do this well, then we'll get your learner's permit. You know, and then if you can be responsible with this, then you can get your driver's license at this point. And if not, then we'll delay it a year.
Perfect example.
It might frustrate you and you might want the help driving around. My parents, I was 16, they took me, here, go, drive your brother and sister everywhere.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, but they could trust me because I was responsible to that point. And my dad challenged me one time when I was younger. I was coming home very late and my dad said, no more. This is your curfew and you need to obey it. And so I challenged him. So I said, well, when are you going to release me from my curfew? He said, I'll do it 2 years from now if you obey me every single time until that time.
Mm.
So I took him on at it and I was never late. And then, of course, he released me and I didn't have to come home later after that. But
well, he had a plan. And
yeah.
You knew the plan. This is a no.
But I think barbarian kids take on that challenge if you give it to them. So maybe that's a trick with
you're,
those.
You're a little less of a barbarian than you think. You're a barbarian with intelligence because you saw the end of the plan and obeyed. If my dad would have said 2 years, it would have been a little more of a, I needed shorter term goals to reach.
Okay.
But I like what you said because my children did not get their driver's license at the same years.
Mm-hmm.
There were things to earn towards getting your driver's license before you got the driver's licenses actually are not in the Bill of Rights.
Right.
And so it's an adult behavior. It's the same with all these things. What will my child need to know how to do? Tomorrow, we're going to talk about knowing how to handle parties in the social scene because they're going to do that at college without supervision. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about money. We'll spend a whole week on money at some point, but my children will need to know how to handle money when they get out of the house. How many times have we encountered people that are just out of college and buy a car? You know they can't afford that car. But other people had that car. Of course, other people where they're working have been working for 15 years and have that car. But they had to have that car for their own self-esteem. They couldn't say no. You have to practice with that. And I'm a big believer that every child ought to have an allowance before they leave home.
I am too.
And I'm a big believer. You and I may disagree on this one. And let me say that Larry Burkett actually disagreed with me on this too. I do not pay for chores. So I didn't connect allowance to chores.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big believer that if they didn't get the chores done, I didn't take pieces of allowance away. I don't think they cared. I had them do more chores. You don't get this done, you do this and more work. But I thought going to school for 6, 7, 8 hours and bringing more office work home than I bring home homework,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get an allowance for being in school. This is what it is. Now, you want more than that, we got extra chores. There's stuff that dad has to do that's on a list, and you know what it's worth to go out and get the palm fronds, chop it up, and put it in the garbage from the backyard. There's more to be done. You want to help? Fine. And make that. But here's your allowance. And I started mine, and it really doesn't matter the amount of money, so don't people need to not lock in on this. I started them at 5 years old with $1, 10 dimes. And they had one thing they needed to do. They needed to tithe with those 10 mm-hmm. dimes, and that's why I started with 10 dimes. Learning to tithe for me was a nightmare because I'd never been to church till I was 20. And it was a battle.
Yeah.
And I asked a lot of questions, and I made a lot of Old Testament, New Testament statements. Isn't that an Old Testament law? Until my pastor said, it really is an Old Testament law. In the New Testament, it's a privilege, but tithing is just the beginning
mm-hmm.
of giving. And so, and he got me, and he trained me, the pastor I grew up with as a young adult. I want my children to get it, and I want them to get jacked about it and the fun of giving and their own offering envelopes. But after that, it's your money, kids. There's some yes toys and no toys. But when you're in the yes toy category, have fun. Here's the deal, though. When you're out until next week. But here's the bigger deal. There's a couple of times a year I'm going to match whatever you've saved. When we go on vacation, if you've saved your money, we're going to match it. And that's your spending money on vacation. And the other thing we started later in life, I wish I'd have started earlier, is December 1st, match whatever you have. Because that's how you buy Christmas gifts for the family members.
Oh, nice.
But I was a little late on that one. If Tori's listening, she's saying, yeah,
Thanks a lot, Dad.
On the way while I was going out the door. but I want to put a plan in place. It's not about the money. It's not about the amount. It's about dealing with the inner turmoil of should I spend this or not.
Yes.
Because Roby would go with his mom to the grocery store when he was 5, 6, and 7 and bring his wallet. She'd say, bring your wallet. And he learned early on to give 20%. He'd give his 2 dimes to the church.
Oh.
And then we would go, and he'd turn the other rest of the money into 3/4 and use them on the vending machines coming out to buy plastic helmets for 25 cents each, those little plastic football helmets that are really the size of a big gumball.
Right.
And he loved them. And Rosemary kept saying, don't you think we need, I mean, he's like got 50 of them. You know, it's like those little silly bands now. How many is enough? And I think there are some things in life, it's their money. Let them go because he would spend it and he would spend it and he would spend it. And I'd rather have him spend it at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 than at 25, 26, 27, 28, and 29. Let's get this out of our system. And I remember sitting on the side of his bed and one night, and he's looking past me on his little bookshelves at all these helmets, because he's a perfectionist. They were all lined up facing perfectly along this bookshelf. And he finally looked at him and said, how come you don't have helmets, Daddy? And I said, well, honey, I might buy one, like a Dolphin helmet. First of all, I'd never have a Pittsburgh Steeler helmet in this house. But I might buy one helmet. But, wow, you don't even play with them. How many is enough? And then he got emotional. He, in tears, he said, why do you let me buy that? Why do you let me buy all these? And I said, honey, it's your money. Mm-hmm. It's your choice. You chose to do this. Mm-hmm. And you notice we're getting ready to go on vacation. You don't have a lot of matching money to go on vacation. And so it was painful, and it was painful watching it. But it was teaching this is a yes. This is your money.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend it. Now, you know, one of them bought something that was unacceptable in our home, a toy that was unacceptable, and they knew the option is take it back, throw it in the garbage. And as they got older, when one of them bought a CD that was unacceptable, it went in the garbage. Those are no's. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You brought that across the threshold. But you got a lot of yeses to deal with. And so go for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's big.
One of the things that I'm always challenged with, if I take any of my stepkids to the store, I tell them, bring your money so you can buy the candy. And there are a couple of them mm-hmm. that will push the boundary. Well, it's $1.50, but I only have $1.25. And then so I have to look at that. Well,
honey,
then you can't buy it, right?
Yes, let me ask you a question. If I'm here to get this milk and I only have $3 to get this milk, and the lady there at the cash register says, it's $4. Can I say, can I just buy it anyway? No, you can't. And Miss Cash Register Lady, you have lots of monies in there. Can you just loan me some next time I come through? No, you can't. And I know as parents, we want them to cheer and love us. I want them to cheer and love us when they're 30, yeah. saying thank you.
Because right now they're going to be saying, but can't you just swipe the card and that's it? Just go to the bank and get the money. And you're thinking,
moms always have
yeah,
money.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, but that's not the point. So here's the deal. Well, you do set yourself for some pain. We matched money, and he was 8 years old, and he'd saved $27 by vacation and wanted his matching funds and gave him his money. It was $54, and we're in the mountains, and we're going over to the Blowing Rock Outlet Mall in North Carolina, and it has a toy store, used to anyway, when they were little, right in the middle. There's a funny story to
strategic.
This, actually. Yes. And we go in there, first day of vacation, and he spends everything. And his nagging older sister kept saying, Dad's not giving you any more money. No, I know. So Dad's not and he spent everything. And you have to decide what's acceptable. He did buy some weapons. And every mom and dad have to make this decision. He bought a battery-powered, a $24, $25 battery-powered water gun with a tank that you wear on your back that I went and got one for myself afterwards for Water Gun
awesome.
Wars. It was awesome. But he came out, and we go home, and we're having fun, and we're chasing each other through the woods with this battery-powered water guns that we each had. But then the next day, Rosemary said, we're not going back, are we? I can tell we're going back. And I said, yeah, we're going back, because he spent all his money. And I would buy myself a Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and I'd buy anybody a soda or an ice cream in the afternoon when we went. But we're going back, and Roby's sitting by me, this little blonde with his legs dangling over the bench, drinking his little soda, saying it's not fun to come here if you don't have any money.
Uh-huh.
And I could have been a huge hero and said, all right, here's $10. Just go have fun. We're on vacation. It's a lesson. It's an absolute lesson. So as adults, we are back at the Blowing Rock Outlet Mall with Roby and his wife and Rosemary and I, and we're sitting at the restaurant at the end, and somebody behind me taps me on the shoulder and says, I think I recognize your voice. Are you Bob Barnes? And I said, yes, ma'am, I am. And she says, we were just asking each other if this is the mall and Blowing Rock from your seminar. And I said, yes. And they said, well, I got to ask, is that him? And Roby burst out laughing. She said, yes, but I have money in my pocket now. Yeah, putting a plan in place. Because, you know, he was able right out of seminary to buy a house because he'd saved his money.
Mm.
The plan is not for today. The plan is for long term.
And allowing kids to exercise their ability to manage money, too. I think what my parents did once when we went on vacation, it was like a weekend long vacation, so it wasn't very long. And I remember my dad saying, okay, Ruthie, here's $1,000. This is all we have for the entire vacation. You are going to map out the gas, the hotel, the food. I was the bank. And so he helped me manage and make those decisions, but I'm the one that went with him up to the hotel. I found out how much it costs. Oh, that costs tax. Oh, that's extra. This is how much we're spending on gas. This is how much. And I came out, okay, this is how much a vacation costs. And I think I was probably 15 or 16 at the time. But I thought it was a great exercise, and I've done it once or twice with the kids. Okay, we're going to map it out. Let's write everything this costs so that we know how much we spent on this vacation. When we came back, we actually had saved from what we had from our budget. So
this is awesome. So let me ask you a question. This is exactly what we did when I took the summer sabbatical and we drove 12,200 miles. And Tori was responsible to keep us at the same amount every day.
Oh, that's
did
good.
Your dad ever violate it?
I don't remember.
There was one time in San Francisco, I said, I know this doesn't fit our budget. And I'm sorry to say this. I really want to stay in this hotel. And everybody burst out laughing because I am pretty cheap. And I violated it right then.
Me too.
Here's the thing. Success, this is a great thought. Success is an experience. Failure is a trainer. Success is an experience. Failure is a trainer. When Roby failed with his money at that trip and didn't have any more spending money, it taught him because he felt it. We give them the power of no, and then we give them the opportunity to say yes or no, and that's how we train our kids up in the way they should go.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, what it's all about, or more on this topic and resources available by Dr. Bob Barnes, you can go online to shfm.org. That's shfm.org. And you can also hear this broadcast all over again and share it with your friends, fellow parents, and sign up for the daily parenting blog online at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org.